We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Needless to say, this is not the time to be stuck without heat in your house. And one of the biggest providers, National Grid, is getting the business from Governor Cuomo, who suggests the company is wearing a ski mask and trying to rob us. It involves National Grid's recent moratorium on new connections, saying we had to put on the brakes for new connections because of a supply shortage, but we could fix it if we could get the approval of a new pipeline. His Honor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, joins us live now on the 1010 Winds Hotline with his take on it. Governor, welcome. Always a pleasure, sir. So what is this, a shakedown or what?
I didn't say anything about a ski mask. I wish I did, but I didn't. Good to be with you.
You thought it. You thought it.
I did think it. You're right. I'm an old Queens boy. That's exactly where we went. The National Grid is a gas supplier. They declared a moratorium where they wouldn't do any new hookups. They actually had 1,100 customers who were getting gas who they wouldn't reconnect. Because they have a supply issue, they want a pipeline approved that would guarantee their business for the next 15 years. I do believe this has been a manufactured crisis by them. We do have a long-term supply issue, but you can bring in natural gas. You can truck it in. You can barge it in. There are other ways to do this. I don't think the moratorium is genuine. I think it's their attempt to, extort New Yorkers into giving them the pipeline. The pipeline, even if New York approved it, it goes from Pennsylvania to New York. New Jersey would have to approve it, which they haven't done. Then you'd have to build it, and then you'd have to hope there are no lawsuits. So National Grid, their franchise was to have the supply to meet the demand. That's the essence of their franchise from the state, and I don't believe they've met it. And they represent shareholders, but I represent the people of the state, and okay. I'm not going to allow them to shake us down.
So, Your Honor, you're giving them 14 days to straighten up and fly right or else. What is the or else, sir?
Or else is they can be replaced. You know, they talk about corporate power, corporate abuse, and too big to fail. These utilities think they have a God-given right to the franchise. I've had the same conversation with Con Ed, in truth. The way they've handled situations. They don't have a God-given right. They have a license from the people of the state of New York. And the people of the state are fair and open-minded, but don't abuse us and don't push us around and don't try to exploit us. And that's what National Grid is trying to do, and I'm not going to let it happen. Either they end the moratorium, they come up with ways to bring in natural gas, and they do it within 14 days, or we'll find a new company who will do the job and do it right.
Okay, let's keep it real now. If they don't act in 14 days and the state revokes its certificate to operate, what becomes of those of us who currently use National Grid to cook and to heat the house?
We have transferred utility companies before. They have been seamless transfers. You would not even know. We brought PSE&G to do Long Island. Everything remains the same, just the utility operator changes.
Okay, very well. Thank you. Governor Andrew Cuomo, sir, always a pleasure talking with you. And we appreciate your time.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
All right. And again, folks, we'll see what happens. National Grid is in receipt of a letter from the governor, which they acknowledge here in this statement that we just received. It says it will review and respond accordingly with the time frame outlined in the letter. It said they'll continue to work with all the parties on these critical natural gas supply issues on behalf of all their customers in downstate New York. Keep your eyes on this one, folks. As our Stan Brooks used to say, the late Stan Brooks, stay tuned. This one's going to be a hot potato. We'll see what happens.